alle festhalten.
Ja.
Festhalten.
Das gibt jetzt echt voll davon. Das sind die Sachen, was wir noch entschärfen müssen von der Strecke. Das ist schon recht steil.
Each and every Panzer Regiment had a Panzerwerkstatt or Tank Maintenance Company. This company was responsible for battlefield recovery of damaged German tanks, and they had 6 FAMO half-tracks for this job. Sonderkraftfahrzeug or Special Purpose Vehicle 9 FAMO was a German half-track that saw widespread use during World War II. And it was the heaviest half-track vehicle of any type built in quantity in Germany. Its main roles were as a prime mover for very heavy towed guns such as the 24 cm cannon and as a tank recovery vehicle. Approximately 2,500 were produced between 1938 and 1945. The Sonderkraftfahrzeug 9 was designed to have a towing capacity of 28 tons. This was adequate for medium tanks like the Panzer IV, but 2 or even 3 were necessary for heavier vehicles like the Tiger I, the Panther or the King Tiger tank. All were equipped with a winch mounted at the middle of the vehicle, just under the cargo platform. Beside of the main model, a new upper body was used for the Sonderkraftfahrzeug 9/1, which mounted a 6-ton capacity crane in lieu of the crew's bench seat and the cargo compartment. It was issued to tank maintenance units from the beginning of September of 1941. An even larger gasoline-electric 10-ton crane was fitted on the later Sonderkraftfahrzeug 9/2, but this required outriggers to stabilize the vehicle before operations could begin. These vehicles were also used by the tank maintenance companies. There was also a specific tank recovery version with a giant spade-like metal plate connected to the rear of the frame. The spade-holding frame could be lifted straight up for transport. It was meant to stabilize the vehicle while winching a heavy object on soft ground. An 8.8 cm Flak 18 anti-aircraft gun were mounted on 15 FAMOs in 1940 for anti-tank duties. The crew and engine compartment was lightly but completely armored, which limited the gun's ability to fire directly ahead. A platform with drop-down sides was fitted for the gun. Outriggers were necessary to brace the platform sides to support the weight of the gun crew. But one source claims that these vehicles were produced only as prototypes. The Sonderkraftfahrzeug 9 had a leather frame chassis. Power was provided by a Maybach 12-cylinder water-cooled gasoline engine of 270 horsepower. Primary design was done by Ernst Kniekamp of the Military Automotive Department before 1933. His designs were then turned over to the commercial firms for development and testing. Fahrzeug und Motorenbau GmbH of Breslau received the contract for the 18-ton heavy towing tracked vehicle. Both tracks and wheels were used for steering. The steering system was set up that shallow turns used only the wheels, but brakes would be applied to the tracks the further the steering wheel was turned. The rear suspension consisted of 6 double sets of overlapping interleaved road wheels mounted on swing arms sprung by torsion bars. The upper body had a crew compartment common to all versions. These had bench seats, one for the driver and his assistant, and another for the crew. The rear portion of the upper body was adapted for the vehicle's intended role. WOMAG began producing the Sonderkraftfahrzeug 9 in 1940, and Tatra joined in the last year of the war. 855 were on hand on the 20th of December 1942. 643 were built in 1943 and 834 in 1944. Approximately 2,500 vehicles were built in total.